The epistle appointed for this, the Requiem Mass for Linda, is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to Thessalonians. Brethren, we will not have you ignorant concerning them that are asleep, that you be not sorrowful, even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them who have slept through Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you in the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who remain unto the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent them who have slept. For the Lord himself shall come down from heaven with commandment, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead who are in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, shall be taken up together with them in the clouds to meet Christ into the air. And so shall we be always with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which is according to St. John, the Father, and Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But now also I know whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith to her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, although he be dead, shall live. And everyone that liveth and believeth in me shall not die forever. Believe thou this? She said to him, Yea, Lord, I have believed that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, who art to come into the world. This is the end of the epistle and gospel reading. Please be seated. First and foremost, my condolences to Chris and the family for your loss. Never an easy thing to go through. But each funeral that we are attended to, we are reminded, each and every one of us, that one day we too will be in a box just like this. So what do we make of it? How well do we live our lives? This is what's important. We're not here for a vacation. We're not here to have a good time. We're not here to see how many times we can get married or have many kids with different people or this, that, and all this other worldly stuff. We're not here for any of this. We are all here to know, love, and serve Almighty God, and hopefully to be happy with Him for all eternity. Do we know where Linda is at? No. The modern church would have it in white and they'd be rejoicing as if she was an angel of heaven. As you see, the church is in black, mourning, in sorrow. The mother has lost her daughter and now pleads with Christ to have mercy on her soul, which is a reminder for us to pray for her. Though if she be in purgatory, our prayers will get her out. But Linda had a special grace, one that is not given to many, and if used properly, should make a saint out of her. You want to know what that gift was? It was the gift of suffering. Worthy enough to suffer for our Lord Jesus Christ. She was picked amongst many to bear a cross, and at times extremely heavy. But our Lord knew she could do it. And I told her months before, if the Lord gives you this cross, it's for one reason, to purify your soul and to help others. So our only response to this would be, bring it on. We have a negative attitude towards suffering. We don't realize that it's the actual gift that our Lord gives to us. Something that we have to suffer, because we can't suffer anything that He did on the cross. We have an example of this of our own saints, who had the stigmata of a thorn on the forehead, and it made her unconscious. We have to take life seriously every day. We don't know when the summons comes. Will it be today? Will it be tomorrow? Next week? Are we ready? We sometimes think God is like a fairy tale, but then when reality sets in, when the two eternities we are faced with, eternity of happiness, peace, and joy, or eternity of chaos, hate, and confusion, we always must be prepared. And our Lord showed us the way to do this in simple, easy, understandable words. Watch and pray. Watch that you don't fall into any sin, and pray as if you depend on everything from God. If you love me, keep my commandments, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Easy words to be said. Seems like it's really hard for us to practice, but we have to. Because one day we will too be asking and pleading for the mercy of God. He judges us by the way we live our life. So we always have to keep asking ourselves, what am I doing each day? Is it for the love of God, or is it for the paycheck? Am I squandering all my goods and having comfort and peace, which I think I have? That'll be taken away. And we also have to ask ourselves another three questions and be honest about it. Number one, how did I get here? Two, why am I here? And three, where am I going? We will eventually, one day, be where Linda is. But let's imitate her example of prayer, of trying to live a godly life, trying to be faithful to what she believed in. She was faithful to her vows long ago. Now they're completed. For she said, until death do us part. Today the world and marriage, they think marriage is just a game. They don't take it seriously, but God does. And he will not be mocked forever. If we say we love God, then we must prove it by our good deeds and our prayers, just like Linda did. So as we go on with our lives, keep in mind what our Lord has said. His words aren't going to go away. They're here for good, for every generation to hear until the end of time. But we have to do what he has asked us to do. If we want to be saved, if we want to save our immortal souls, we have to do what he has said. And if we don't pray, then we deserve exactly what we get. If we don't live good, holy lives, then we deserve exactly what we get. Again, this is not a game. Serious life. Is serious. You have a short time to make things right. Because as they say of old, life is like a puff of smoke. And all you have to do is ask anybody that's in their 80s or 90s, and they'll tell you real quick, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And as each day we get closer and closer to eternity, let us prepare our hearts to know, love, and serve this good Lord. Just like Linda did, just like Chris did, and just like all of you need to do too. It's important. It is very, very important. Look at the world around you. It's the greatest proof that there's something that's not right. People's attitude and actions are not right. We have to steer away from this and do the right thing. Our salvation depends upon it. So with that, take courage. Do your daily duty. Say your prayers. Love the good Lord. Take care of the responsibilities and obligations you have in life, but always make God first. All the time. All the time.